Hey, welcome to the Amber May Show. I'm Amber May, and welcome to the channel. Remember, like, share, and subscribe. Always, always, always click on the description. I want you to like those channels too, because you just never know when I'll be taken off YouTube. So make sure that you always click those links below. And like and subscribe, or Rumble, whatever it is. We have some big stuff to talk about today. One of the biggest things I want to talk about is the fundamental change of the Democrat Party. The classic liberal Democrat Party has changed, okay? And the people that believe in the classical liberal party has shifted, and a lot of them became libertarians. They've shifted to be more conservatives. Why? Because the Democrat Party has been hijacked by the Communist Party, and the classic liberal Democrats do not see themselves as communists. They see themselves as people who love America, who want to fight for freedom, things like that. So a lot of them are shifting, and today on this show, I'm going to show you an example of how one of the people have kind of shifted, sort of, kind of. They've been watching what's going on. They're not liking it, and they want to come and fight alongside the Conservative Party for one reason at least, if anything else, to preserve the rights of the United States. But before we get started, I want you to click the link below. There's a video I want you to see, because I want to help you protect your wealth. I want to help you build legacy wealth. I want to help you protect yourselves from running out of money in retirement. That's horrible. No one needs to run out of money in retirement, but that happens. The national average is 10 years when someone retires. I also want to help you if you become ill or injured and are unable to work. If you're not bringing in income, that's the number one reason for bankruptcies and foreclosures. And if you have kids, you're going to want to find out about this program. Also, business owners, I can help you save 45 to 100% on benefit costs. So click the link below to learn more. Look at that video. And also, we're all into natural health, right? We've just heard so much about what's happened with the health in our country. So I love essential oils, and the link is in the description for essential oils. So I love the War Room, and I'm sure you do too if you're watching this program, because he brings so many amazing guests on his channel, and that's Steve Bannon. And he brought this lady who's an editor in a news organization. I think she developed her own channel. I could be wrong. Excuse me. But I want you to listen to how the classic liberal Democrats, their party is disappearing. Ronald Reagan said this a long time ago. He said, "I didn't leave the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party left me." And remember, he's the one who fought the war against Russia. He's the one who brought the Berlin Wall down. He's the one who fought communism, okay? And he fought it head on. We're fighting communism in secret, kind of, sort of. I mean, our elitists, I showed you a video before. Go ahead and check it out. Our elitists are the ones, the one percenters, the ones in charge right now, are heavily involved in the Communist Party, and they're now proud to say so because they think they're winning. Unfortunately, they're not winning. We are the majority, and they're not winning, but they felt the confidence that they can start saying this in public, but they're not winning. So the Communist Party knew they couldn't take us from on the outside. They had to come from the inside to take us out. And we're fighting this war. And it's a war people don't realize that we're fighting. But in my opinion, and I could be wrong, but I strongly feel that a biological weapon was given to you and I. And they've used this biological weapon to manipulate us, and using fear to control us. And enough's enough. So let's look at this lady, and let me share this, and then I want to talk about something else that has to do with the whole pandemic that we are no longer in, folks. Don't believe it anymore. Corona is going to be here for life. That's a virus, okay? It's never going away. But we're not in a pandemic anymore, because a pandemic means that the majority of people got coronavirus, okay? With the majority of people got coronavirus, they built up an immunity. Now, these Fauci experts want to say that we haven't hit herd immunity. We've just been lied to and lied to and lied to for so long. If you want to call it a pandemic, that means the majority of people, or vast majority of people, a lot of people got sick and passed it on and passed it on and passed it on. Our immune system has allowed us to overcome that for the most part. Now, God rest the souls of the lost ones that we've had last this year. But that being said, the pandemic's over. Okay. They're just using it to keep the control, the fear of the control, because we just gave it to them freely. So I want you to listen to what Steve Bannon and this lady had to say about classic liberalism.
In more healthcare settings and respond to hotspots. The president will outline 5 areas his team is focused on to get more Americans vaccinated. 1, targeted community by community door-to-door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring they have the information they need on how both safe and accessible the vaccine is. 2, a renewed emphasis on getting the vaccines to more primary care doctors and physicians, something that we've seen.
A special focus on 5 ways to make gains in getting those of you who are unvaccinated, vaccinated. Because here's the deal. We are continuing to wind down the mass vaccination sites that did so much in the spring to rapidly vaccinate those eager to get their first shot and their second shot, for that matter, if they needed a second. Now we need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors, to get help to the remaining people protected from the virus.
Today, in conjunction with the America First Policy Institute, I'm filing, as the lead class representative, a major class action lawsuit against the big tech giants, including Facebook, Google, and Twitter, as well as their CEOs, Mark Zuckerberg, Sundar Pichai, and Jack Dorsey. We are asking the court to impose punitive damages on these social media giants. We're going to hold big tech very accountable. Social media has given extraordinary power to a group of big tech giants that are working with government, the mainstream media, and a large segment of a political party to silence and suppress the views of the American people. I will never stop fighting to defend constitutional rights and sacred liberties of the American people. I will never stop.
Okay, welcome. It is Wednesday, the 7th of June, the year of our Lord, 2021. You're in the War Room Live, a day of massive breaking news. We start the day with Colonel Doug Mastriano up in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, dropped a bombshell there about the beginning, the process, just like in Arizona, just like in Georgia, the process has now started for a full forensic audit. Put out letters, and those letters are tied to subpoenas that will be coming. If the information is not coming from these key counties in Pennsylvania, particularly Philadelphia. Also, later in the morning, we had live this morning a Real America's Voice on the War Room.
Let me fast forward it.
Steve Bannon's in the war rooms and basic citizens throughout the country that have been silenced to join his cause here in this class action suit run by a guy as smart and tough as John Cole. You see today that press conference was a little different than some have been done before. This was very tight, as the British call it, a close-run thing. Dr. Naomi Wolf, your impressions about the president going after the tech oligarchs, how important is this to the common man and woman in the United States?
Well, it's really fascinating to have watched the actual event on your show and then to see mainstream news outlets that I, you know, used to have a lot of respect for, not really representing fairly what that was. President Trump had, you know, I didn't vote for him. He's not my guy, but he gave the podium to a lot of quote unquote ordinary citizens who had been silenced and censored and marginalized for no good reason. I mean, I would argue that in America, there is no good reason to silence anyone. But the examples, you know, on that stage were pretty powerful. And I was disappointed to see the event dismissed so much in mainstream media. Look, people have to sue. I mean, right now our country, you know, there's massive law breaking going on at many levels. And, you know, it's illegal to coerce students to have vaccines. I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but medical coercion is illegal. It's illegal to coerce people to have a medical process in order to keep their jobs. It's illegal to come knocking on people's doors and invading their privacy and violating their Fourth Amendment rights to privacy to put pressure on them to have a medical procedure. And it's, you know, it isn't illegal to deplatform people from private companies. But if smart lawyers are saying, and I'm not a lawyer, that the platforms are not acting like independent publishers, but like an arm of the government, and there's some evidence that that's true, and discovery will only reveal, you know, if there are more communications between tech moguls like Mark Zuckerberg and members of the government, then the law should take its course. I mean, you know, all we have is the law. And I woke up to find out that where I am in New York State, the governor has re-announced a state of emergency, this time on the basis of gun violence. You know, he just got a huge pushback for his last state of emergency on the basis of a respiratory disease that, serious as it is like 10th or 11th on the fatality charts in New York State, below opioid addiction and suicide. So he needs his state of emergency, and that's what tyrants always need. So the only thing we have when tyrants seize powers they should not be seizing is the law. So I'm excited that there's a giant lawsuit, and I hope that discovery will yield a lot more light on what are bound to be or likely to be communications that shouldn't exist, alliances that shouldn't exist between government and these big tech companies and the platforms.
Okay, I want to go into something. I want to tie this back to the vaccine going door to door. I mean, part of your effort has been to get citizens involved at the state level to make sure that that things are done appropriately, that people have full information, that the government actually has to explain themselves with mask mandates, vaccines, lockdowns, all of it. You've been kind of a fire breather out there. And you actually warned us back in February about, hey, the vaccine passports are coming. Here's what they're working on. It's going to be much deeper than just they're using this COVID CCP virus to do it, but it's going to have far-reaching implications. It's the hill to die because you're never going to go back. Today, you saw actually Trump trying to be a unifier, taking the torch to the enemy of the big tech oligarchs. But at the same time, and I think this is why it happened, you see that they have not been able to sell this to the American people, particularly the African-American and the Hispanic community. They just haven't been able to make the case. And these people have a lot of common sense. They just haven't heard enough facts that are compelling. And so they are now they're trying to federalize this approach. I want to tie together what happened today with the tech oligarchs with what happened yesterday in the White House about we've got to go now door to door to check on who's been vaccinated, who's been not. Naomi Wolf.
Sure. I mean, you know, as I've said again and again, it's not about the vaccine, it's about the data. And I've been saying that since last November. People can't even imagine how valuable it is going to be to have a database, you know, nominally of who's vaccinated and who's not. And that's the database that Microsoft is coveting. You know, Bill Gates is also invested in these vaccines, and the Gates Foundation pours money into the CDC Foundation, pours millions of dollars into mainstream news outlets. But, you know, as I've said before, the people who have that genomic database, right, the DNA of us, and not just are you vaccinated or not, but a genomic database, our medical data, that company will be more powerful than nations, will be more powerful than the UN, will be more powerful than the WHO. And so what has been happening is that state by state, with a lot of effort and struggle, Americans have mobilized to say, you are not going to create a database out of my private medical information. We're not going to give it to the private sector. It's going to be covered by HIPAA. We reject vaccine passports. So now what I see with this push, you know, the push to marginalize voices that are dissenting about this really clears the way for the tech companies to consolidate and move into monetizing this medical data and clearing away anyone who might stand in the way. or even monetizing lack of privacy and clearing away, you know, conservative voices, for instance, who might say, wait a minute, I have my privacy. But even more importantly, when you go door to door and you've got the federal government knocking on doors, you can get all kinds of information. You can fill in and update and refresh the very imperfect database that a census is, right? You can see, oh, there's a new child there that's not reflected in the census. Or, you can get information from neighbors. I mean, these documents that I've seen that the CDC created about, you know, listening groups in lower income communities are very intrusive. They're about getting information from people about their neighbors, you know, not just are they vaccinated or not, but all kinds of information.
It's the American Stasi. It's the lives of others. Look, we got a time jam here, but I got to ask you, because you were part of and helped with the Clinton administration back in the 90s. You were active with Hillary Clinton and her campaign. You can tell what a fourth turning is on a day in Naomi Wolf's life, where she's seeing, progressive liberal Democrats say they're going to go door to door to check on your vaccines. At the same time, you're looking at President Trump and saying, is this guy actually a uniter? What is that like to you? Your world turned upside down in that the progressive Democrats are now the American Stasi, and Donald Trump is magnanimously trying to be a diverse and a uniter.
Well, I'm not going to go that far, Steve. I don't agree with it. Phrased exactly the way you phrased it. I haven't seen enough to say that President Trump is a uniter, given, you know, real divisions that I think caused in the past. But what I saw on his platform is that his advisors are, you know, encouraging him to use uniting and respectful language. And that's refreshing. You know, we need to hear that. I was moved to hear the lawyers say this is not just about conservatives, it's about progressives, it's about Democrats. We need that right now. We need to come together as a nation. And, you know, I don't know that it's liberal Democrats en masse who are knocking on doors and becoming the American Stasi. I know that this administration has rolled out a terrifying launch of people knocking on doors. And I know that a Democratic governor, my governor, has just declared that I don't get to have the rule of law in New York State again for no good reason at all. And I'm embarrassed by that. As a Democrat, it shouldn't be. But I hope that patriots, you know, will join me from every political background and put country above party. I mean, this is a moment when, you know, my people are rolling things out that are not good and not good for the nation. I've been consistent for 12 years. In every administration, there's a threat to the Constitution.
Dr. Wolf, we got to bounce about 20 seconds. Can you give Daily Cloud has done such a great job in uniting people at the state level. Can you give how people can get access?
I loved what she said. She is a Democrat, and she's realizing what her party is doing and this administration doing is not great for the country, for our rights. And so now she wants to come and be a part in a collaborative effort with conservatives to stop this overreach. And so that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's more and more people like her that are saying, my classic liberal Democrat party is not what it was. And maybe she hasn't fully come over, but she's more on our side, because our side is about freedom. That's the basic premise of our side. It's small government, more freedom. You do you, I'll do me. You pursue your life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. I'll pursue my life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, because no one's happy when they have a dictator telling them how they're going to live their life. Cuba, people can't eat beef and lobster. In other communist countries, you can't even just have a piece of chocolate. It's only like certain times a year you can have chocolate. They regulate what you can eat. Our government was trying to tell us who can come into our home and who can't, and how many can and how many can't. And it was about controlling everything about our lives. It was far more than them protecting us, because they care so much about us. Let me tell you what the government cares about. Money and power. That's it. Comes down to two things, money and power. If you think they care about you, you're taking the blue pill. You need to start taking the red pill. They don't care about you. So it's time we band together and fight this, because it's an overreach. And this lady is a good example. She worked on Democrat campaigns. She still is a Democrat, but she's starting to realize, huh, I don't like what I'm seeing here. And so she's willing to work with the rest of us to get our basic freedoms back. No more overreach, our basic freedoms back. That's what we need. We are the United States of America, not the divided states of America. If you don't see yourself as a communist, you are on our side. You are a conservative. Don't have to call yourself a Republican. You're just a conservative. That only means you care about conserving your civil liberties afforded to you by God Almighty. These are your inalienable rights, your life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. You have a voice. God said, let there be, and it was. God gave us a voice, and that is a right that he gave us, okay? God also commanded us to be able to worship him freely. And so Daniel in the Bible had to go through this, where these corrupt people wrote this corrupt law so that they could kill Daniel. And the king loved Daniel, but fell for this lie. Sometimes good leaders have really bad counsel that they trust, that think they have their best interests at heart, but truly do not, trick good leaders into doing bad things. And that's what happened with Daniel. And then he was thrown into the lion's den, but God saved him. And I really think God's going to save us in America. I think we are looking at our Goliath right now and saying no more. Speaking of Goliath, okay, we're winning our wars against the audit. We have the audit in Maricopa almost done. Pennsylvania is going to start. I think Georgia's doing one, if I'm not mistaken. And there's another Republican state that's about to start one. I do not know the name of it. It hasn't been revealed to me yet, but I've been hearing from my contacts that another red state's going to start an audit. Michigan is fighting for an audit, and I really believe there will be done. They have a lot of evidence in one county, and they got people fired up doing affidavits. Speaking of affidavits, speaking of saying no more, we have the voice to say no. We forgot that. It's us. We the people get to tell our indentured servants, the government, what they can and cannot do. And we need to end the mass mandates on airlines. We've already started fighting the war and winning on critical race theory. Most states, because of patriots, have now become mask-free states. And the pandemic's over. They're forcing people to do something that's unhealthy. Fauci says follow the science. I read half of his emails. He said in his emails, masks do not stop the transmission of viruses. They only stop like really gross things. So imagine you're at a dentist's office and he didn't have his mask on and he sneezed and your mouth was open. Oh my God, that was so gross. That's what the mask stops. It stops that super disgusting thing from going all over in your mouth. Ugh. Okay, that's what the masks do. That's what scientific studies do. In past shows, like I put links up. I don't know where those links are at the moment. I should have saved them better. But I know last year there was a study done in Florida with counties that had the mask mandate versus counties that didn't. There was no difference between this, like COVID, between the two counties, none. I know there was a study done last year in Europe, and I want to think it's a Polish study that did the same thing, that followed people around who had the mask and didn't have the mask in their study. No difference. I know that I had posted a link from Gateway Pundit, who did a report about two Stanford studies that showed that prolonged mask wearing caused harm to the body. So they did it first and they wanted to recheck their work, so they did it again. So Dr. Fauci says follow the science. That's the science. Masks don't work. Masks make you consciously not know the person you're speaking to. It hides your identity and it tells you you don't have the freedom to speak. God gave you that freedom because he uses that. Let there be, and it was. He made the world with his voice. Jesus said to the cripple, get up, pick up your mat, and walk. He used his voice, and it was done. Our voice is so powerful. God says our voice, our tongue is so powerful. It could be, I can't even think of the verse right now. I had it, and it just left me. Ugh. I can't think of the verse. It just left me. I'll get back to that. Anyway, so I think it's time to go after the airlines. Just because you are, you work for an airline company doesn't mean you have to force people to do something they don't want to do. You're invading their Roe versus Wade, my body, my choice. You are coercing them with a medical thing that is illegal. You are disrupting their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. They are not happy they're wearing masks. You are disrupting their life because those studies show that prolonged use of masks has harmful effects on the human body. You can say no. You don't get paid enough to enforce these mask mandates. And so maybe it's time to start doing affidavits. David Jose can teach you how to write affidavits to stop the airline. So we stopped it, and we're stopping it in school. We've stopped it in our states. Now it's time to stop in the airlines, because if we don't do it, you and I, it's going to go on forever. Going to go on forever. And don't tell me there's another way to transport. If you don't want to wear a mask, just use another form of transportation. If you only have 7 days off of work, maybe you have a really high stressful job like a nurse or a doctor or a police officer, or maybe your work is just very limited on how much time you get off. Don't tell me that I can just drive to Florida on my only 1 week off a year vacation, because that takes almost the majority of time going to and from. That is not a liable way of dealing with this. The liable thing is saying, if you want to wear your mask, I'm behind you 100%. It is your choice. It is your freedom. It is your liberty. You're pursuing your life. You're pursuing your right to freedom. You're pursuing your liberty. You're pursuing your happiness. Go for it. Go for it. Mask should be an option, not a demand. An option. So it's time for us to start working on airlines. We're winning with elections. We're winning in our schools. We're winning with our states. Now it's time to start saying no more. There is some children, let me share this with you, some children who decided to protest on their own right here, that they were tired of wearing masks. So they decided they weren't going to wear a mask anymore. And the trip got canceled. And I do feel bad for those people. But the airline pilots, the airline attendants should have just continued with their flight and let those people not have to wear a mask. Because what kind of country do we live in when you're going to force someone to do something they don't want to do? What if I did that to you? How would you take that if I started demanding, oh, you can't do this and you can't do that, and if you do, I'm going to punish you? You would hate me. You would hate me. You should run your life the way you want to. Why do those airlines get to dictate who wears masks and who doesn't? They shouldn't have that power. Should not have that power. So it's time to start taking our power back. Stop enforcing it if you don't believe in it on the airlines. You have the ability to say no. People, flight attendants, leave those people alone who don't want to wear it. Leave them alone. You have no business telling them what to do in their life. No business whatsoever. So that's the show I have for you today. Like, share, subscribe, click the link, and let's start affidavits for the airline flights. Because if we don't stop it now, it's going to be forever. If you think it's temporary, you're kidding yourself. It's not temporary. If it wasn't for patriots fighting, we would still be on lockdowns, can't see anyone, just giving our freedoms willy-nilly. Sorry, it's my life. It's my life. I live in a free country, supposedly. Government doesn't get to tell me what to do. I tell the government what to do. We the people. Well, you guys have a fantastic day.